decisions. I strengthen my inner self by standing firm in my convictions. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. Decisions. I strengthen my inner self by standing firm in my convictions. We're all given opportunities more often than we probably would like to have it happen, but we're often given opportunities to stand firm for our inner convictions. And we know what is the right thing for us to do. We know what we should do to make our life happy and fulfilled. We just know it. We know it in our heart. We know it in our soul. We know it in our being. But we don't do it. We don't do it because we are rather willy-nilly. We are weak-livered. We are unhappy people who want to let other people say what we should do so that we can say to them, "So, you want me to do that? Okay, now I'll do that." And then they go and do it, and they don't do it right. Then you told me to do it. You told me to do it. And I keep saying to them, decisions. I strengthen my inner self by standing firm in my convictions, in my decisions, in my choices. They're only my choices, and that's the only choice I'll ever be able to handle. Now, we're confronted every single day by decisions, by choices, by standing firm in our convictions if we want to. But what are my convictions? Well, on a simple point of view and on a simple standpoint, your convictions are one thing. Liking yourself, being yourself. Your convictions are knowing who you are and calling yourself number one. And your convictions are what? Your convictions are being yourself and having fun. Now, can you be yourself and have fun? I am number one. First, I put my own house in order. Yes, that's right. First, I put my own house in order. I cannot help another person. I cannot be a gentle being in another person's life until I myself have my own house in order. Now, how do I put my house in order? How do I bring balance into my own life? How do I tell myself that I am number one? First, I put my own house in order. So, I am at peace. The people in my world are there because I put them there, because I wanted to put them there. Oh, they will tell me things that I want to hear, like I need them because they are balanced in my life. I need them because they are happy in my life. And I need to help them, and I need to take care of them, and I need to do... No, no, no. Whether you have a husband, a wife, or children, or whether you have friends, or whether you have relatives, whatever you have in your world, you're number one. First, you put your own house in order. First, you say, "I am peace. I am balance. I am harmony. I am love." And then you look out at the people in your world that you have put there, that you have put there. Yes, I have put them there. And I say, "Okay, now I love you and I release you to your own highest good. I love you and I release you to your own highest good." And then I go my way. And then I walk my own silent path in peace, in harmony, in balance. I walk my inner path, and I walk it outwardly. I go out for a walk in the park. I go out for a walk down the main streets of the city. I go for a walk in the countryside. Wherever I am, I go for a walk alone. I don't take my children along. I don't take my spouse along. I don't take my friends along. I go alone. And as I walk, I say, "I am peace. I am peace. I am peace." Now, I don't know what it means to be peace. I just know it sounds good and feels good. So I say, "I am peace." And as I say, "I am peace," I am all over the conditions that disturb me. All of the anxieties and all the tensions that seem to build up in my life disappear. And I walk the pathway of peace and harmony and goodness. I walk the pathway of infinite love. I walk the pathway of truth about myself. And I feel so very wonderful. I'm number one. First, I put my own house in order, and I say to myself, all is in divine order, all is peace, all is wonderful. I don't know how that works. I don't need to know how that works. It doesn't matter. The principle works, and that's the principle. I say the principle, I am in divine order now. I am peace now. I am love now. And when I'm love, oh, what a love I am. What a joy I am. What a peace I am. When I have inner conviction, it will carry me through all circumstances, no matter how trying or how tragic or how difficult they may be. But remember this, my beloveds. We do not need to have trying experiences. We do not need to have tragedies in our life. We do not need to have unhappiness of any nature in our world, because those are things that circumstances, conditions, and the life experiences we've had up to now tell us we have to do. When I was a child, I thought like a child, and now that I'm man, I think like man. Well, I will always be a child. I will always be in innocence. I will always be in purity and in love. I will always be in wonder and magic. I will always be who I am. I know who I am. The world is going to try to throw brickbats at me. The world has tried to tell me that I must take care of this and do that, and I must be my brother's keeper, and I must go about doing all these things in the world. But my heart will say, no, I am peace. Could you take this illustration, as tragic as it may seem to be? And here you're taking care of a lot of children, you're taking care of a family, you're taking care of a world, you are the wage earner, and you are this and that and the other thing, and all of a sudden, you die. All death is suicide. Well, now, you die. We all choose to escape and to die. And then you leave all those circumstances that you were in charge of before, all those circumstances you took care of, that they needed you. Their world needed you to go on. But the moment you were dead, the moment you were no longer there, they carried on. And they carried on in their own way. Oh, they missed you. Oh, they missed your convenience of taking care of them, of blowing their nose and taking care of them. But then you were no longer there. And they took care of it themselves. So you say to yourself, I am peace. And when you say to yourself, I am peace, you release all responsibility for being your brother's keeper, of taking care of the world, of taking even care of yourself. And you just walk out into the beauty and the love and the joy of all life, and you say, I am peace. And as you say, I am peace, the overall conditions in life change instantly. Your overall attitude changes in life instantly, and you are peaceful. And all the tensions, all the anxiety, all the feeling of must take care of things disappears from your heart. And I strengthen my inner self by standing firm in my convictions. And I stand firm in my convictions by knowing who and what I am, by knowing the wonderful person that I am, the fabulous person that I am. I'm number one. First, I put my own house in order. And I am peace. I am peaceful over all conditions in my life. And I am balance. And I am harmony. And I am love. Say with me today, I strengthen my inner self by standing firm in my convictions. I strengthen my inner self by standing firm in my convictions. I strengthen my inner self by standing firm in my convictions. And it is done. It is done with all the power and all the joy and all the enthusiasm and all the love in the world. It is done. And all the tension is gone. All the anxiety is gone, and it's filled by unconditional love. And I walk in peace, and I walk in harmony, and all my problems are solved, and I live standing firm in my inner convictions, in a peace that is beyond all understanding, and it is who I am. My beloved, this is who you are. This is who I am. And I am so happy and grateful for it. I am so happy and grateful that I am peace, standing strongly for my inner convictions at all times and in all circumstances now.